And at 7:06 here at the KJN Studios, we have 12 degrees, your current temperature. Look for a chance of snow here this morning before noon. Mostly cloudy, a high near 37 degrees here today with breezy south winds as well. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In local news, officials with the Monsanto Fund have announced that Mrs. Stephanie Witzman of Cass County has been selected as a winner in the America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Seed Company. Stephanie Witzman selected Atlantic High School Journalism Department to receive a $2,500 donation in Cass County. A representative of the Seed Company, the AHS Journalism Department, and Mrs. Witzman will participate in a ceremonial check presentation on Wednesday at the high school beginning at 5 p.m. America's Farmers Grow Communities works directly with farmers to support nonprofit organizations doing important work in rural communities. The program encourages farmers to enter to win $2,500, which is then directed to the farmer's nonprofit of choice. Launched nationally in 2011, the program has grown to include 1,289 eligible counties in 39 states. America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, is part of the America's Farmers Initiative, which highlights the important contributions of farmers that they make every day to our society. For a complete list of the Grow Communities winners and more information about the program, you can check out growcommunities.com. Time is running out for people who handle certain manure in Iowa to get certified without paying a fee. The State Department of Natural Resources says manure applicators could face a $12.50 fee if they don't get the necessary certification by March the 1st. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach works with DNR to offer free training sessions. There's about 15 left for confinement site manure applicators. Applicators who handle mostly dry manure have 4 remaining sessions. State law says that people handling, transporting, or applying manure for certain confinements must be certified. Applicators will need to watch a training video or take an exam if they can't attend a session, and additional fees may apply. Lawmakers are considering a measure giving parents of multiples more control over placing their children in the same classroom. The bill would require school districts to adhere to a parent or guardian's written placement request for multiple birth siblings unless a school board decides doing so would be detrimental to the children. A 3-member subcommittee has approved the bill, and it now goes to the House Education Committee. Republican Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilson says he introduced the bill at the request of parents of multiples. He says schools honor most placement requests, but his proposal would be a safety net when parents and administrators don't agree. Lobbyists and other school officials say such cases are rare and that local districts don't need interference from state mandates. The Cass County Corn Growers and Cass County Extension Office are hosting an informational meeting in conjunction with representatives of the Iowa Department of Transportation. Javen Smith, president of the Cass County Corn Growers, says they welcome all area farmers and interested people to hear updates on the rules and regulations specifically for agricultural vehicles and equipment. The meeting will take place on February 24th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Cass County Community Center. That's at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Donuts and coffee will be served. Smith says a DOT transportation officer will speak, and they hope that all people who are interested will come to learn more about the important vehicle issues before a spring planting rush begins. The public is welcome to attend the event that is sponsored by the Cass County Corn Growers, the Iowa Corn Growers Association, and the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach of Cass County. No pre-registration is required. A prayer leader at an Islamic cultural center in Des Moines has been found not guilty of sexual abuse charges. Jurors in Polk County District Court returned the verdict Friday for 41-year-old Nerman Spock. He was charged with third-degree sexual abuse and sexual exploitation by a counselor, therapist, or clergy. Spock became emotional after hearing the verdict. Spock worked at the Islamic and Cultural Center, Bosniak, was accused of sexually abusing a woman and her teenage daughter. The woman claimed that the abuse occurred during a religious ceremony at their house. The jury deliberated for less than 3 hours. The judge dismissed one juror earlier Friday after he found the man's T-shirt inappropriate. An alternate juror replaced him. A man has been charged with first-degree murder in the December shooting death of a man in Ames. The Ames Police Department says 32-year-old Lee Lapon of Boone faces the charge in connection with the death of 38-year-old Devlin F. Lockman. Court records do not list an attorney. Lockman was found dead in an Ames house on the night of December 20th. He had a gunshot wound to the head. Police originally said the shooting was accidental. The charge against LaPon comes after an investigation that involved new witness information, additional forensic evidence, and autopsy results. Authorities have not released additional information about the shooting. LaPon remains at the Story County Jail on multiple charges in connection to at least one other case. Deere & Company says it will lay off about 120 workers at its combine plant in East Moline on March 31st. According to the Quad City Times, employees learned the news Thursday during a meeting at the plant. About 2,800 people work at the factory. Moline-based Deere said this week that it expects the North American farm equipment industry to see a 5-10% drop in sales this year after a record-setting 2013. The company also this week reported record first-quarter profits, and Deere said the layoffs will be based on seniority. A district court judge has reversed a ruling that suspended the gaming license for a casino in downtown Sioux City. The Sioux City Journal reports that, pending an appeal, the decision Friday clears the way for construction to continue on schedule for the $128.5 million project. The Iowa Supreme Court ordered Polk County District Court to reconsider its decision in December to stay the license for a Hard Rock Casino and Hotel while litigation was pending against the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. The higher court wanted the district court to decide whether it had the authority to stay the license. Owners of the Argosy Riverboat Casino in Sioux City are challenging the commission's decision last year to award the license to the owners of the Hard Rock Casino. And the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says it has taken enforcement action on a Crawford County business. The DNR ordered Farmland Foods to pay a $10,000 penalty for past wastewater violations. The administrative consent order reports Farmland Foods has consistently violated the terms of the industrial treatment agreement since September of 2010. The violation was primarily exceeding the nitrogen, biochemical, oxygen demand, and total suspended soils. Denison Municipal Utilities is also mentioned in the order as they issued notices of noncompliance and addressed surcharges against Farmland for the violations of the treatment agreement. To date, Farmland Foods told the DNR they have spent more than $3.7 million on corrective action projects and maintenance since 2010. The processing plant continues to give DMU progress reports bi-monthly, according to the order. That's a look at the latest news here this hour. Taking a look now at your funeral announcements this morning. Thelma Karstens, age 98, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Thelma Karstens will be held today at 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Phyllis E. Hansen, age 93, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Phyllis Hansen will be held today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Alan Lamock, age 77, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Alan Lamock will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the OD Funeral Home in Manning here today. And Ellen Rosina Opperly, age 99, of Griswold, died on Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Ellen Opperly will be held today at 1 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sieta L. Sam Mann, age 71, of Maquoketa, a 1960 graduate of the Atlantic High School, died on Sunday at the Mill Valley Care Center in Bellevue, Iowa. Friends and family of Sieta Sam Mann may gather for one last party in remembrance of her from 1 to 3 p.m. today at the Carson Celebration of Life Center in Maquoketa. Carson and Son Funeral Home in Maquoketa has the arrangements. Eunice Osman, age 89, of Panama, died on Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Eunice Osman will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Helen Lucille Landon, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Helen Landon will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rosalie L. Clark, age 88, of Macedonia, died Tuesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Rosalie Clark will be held Monday at 1 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Macedonia. The Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson has the arrangements. Roma Marie Jensen, age 95, of Avoca, died Friday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Roma Jensen will be held Monday, 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. G. Wayne Olson, age 84, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for G. Wayne Olson will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Roy Newberg, age 81, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Roy Newberg will be held on Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Margaret McNaught Rhodes, age 93, of Aurora, Colorado, formerly of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the Life Care Centers of Aurora, Colorado. Graveside services for Margaret McNaught Rhodes will be held Wednesday at 1 p.m. at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Stephen Schaff, age 54, of Messina, died on Tuesday at the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Stephen Schaff are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Michelle Miller Woods, age 39, of East Moline, Illinois, formerly of Greenfield, died Wednesday in East Moline. Funeral services for Michelle Miller Woods are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Lovilla Hansen, age 84, of Audubon, died Friday at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Following cremation, there will be a celebration of life memorial service at a later date for Lovilla Hansen. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.